KDFHW. KDFHW. KDFHW listening. KDFHW monitoring. KDFHW monitoring. Statewide, too.
KAMWN monitoring on statewide too.
Yes, indeed you do. Happy Easter. How's your day been?
Long and busy.
What you doing, working on the computer?
No, not today. I had other stuff to go do. I don't know. But tomorrow's another day.
Yeah, I'm moving a piece of furniture, like a Chinese puzzle here. And I had to take a rest. Wow. I shouldn't be doing this crap, but oh well. Tomorrow's another day, you're right.
Another day in the trenches.
Yeah, how's my audio? Pretty good?
Yep, sounds pretty good to me.
Better than them cheap radiosities, eh?
Yeah, it's pretty crisp and solid.
Yeah, the one nice thing about this is it doesn't take much battery power. Battery lasts a long time on low power.
Yeah, I just realized I forgot to turn mine down.
Yep, I had to blow my nose there. I didn't think you wanted to hear that. Yep, no, no difference. Sounds great, of course.
Yowza.
I know there are other people listening, but it sounds like we're the only two on here most of the time.
I think it depends on the day of the week. I hear people on here at times.
You on the HD or are you on the mobile rig? You must be on the HD,
I am, but it should be getting in just fine.
Oh, you are. There's no issues at all. I can't tell, you know. When you said you had to switch power, I didn't notice any difference. I didn't expect to. You're doing just fine in the machine.
You know the easiest way to tell? The radio ID.
Why is that?
Because this one's only running a 5-digit ID, because it's a capacity plus radio ID. Can't run these 7-digit ones on capacity plus. Capacity plus IDs can only go up to 65,535.
Okay, I knew there was a difference, but anyway, sounds good, whatever.
No, I was just telling you. When you see the 317/16/33, that's how you can tell when I'm on the base.
Oh, okay, I got you. All right.
Yeah, and radioid.net will only give you one cat plus ID, so I have to play musical IDs if I want to put the mobile on, but everything around here is close enough. I can listen with the HD. Shouldn't be an issue.
No, it shouldn't be at all. I don't see an issue at all with anybody. There should be no excuse for people not being able to get in, and there's got to be one or the other they can get, right?
Well, yeah, but Bay City has some capacity plus stuff, and at the shop we've got capacity plus wide area, so but all that stuff close enough. I can get one of the sites with the HT, so that's what I'm saying. I really don't need to put it in the mobile, I guess, at least not until it goes in the car or something. In which case, I would just turn the portable off.
I haven't gotten in too deep into the weeds on this, but ask in person when I see him. But anyway, nah, it seems to work quite well. No complaints.
Yeah, these radios do pretty good. Like I said, if you ever start noticing that antenna getting a little loose, just let me know and don't leave it like that a crazy amount of time, and I'll take it apart and fix it.
Okay, just for text them on the TYT.
Okay.
What do you think about same tone of voice, same distance from the mic?
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad. Just a little slightly different.
And surprisingly, this radio sounds really good. It's got good audio, too. I like it much better than the Radiati, but it's a real battery here.
What size battery does it have?
I don't know offhand. Yeah, it's only a 2,000 milliamp battery.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I don't think this one's too much bigger than that on the 7550. I guess like maybe a 2400 or something. I don't know. I'd actually have to pop it off and look.
Yeah, I think it's a display that eats a lot of the juice up on this radio. And there's always a clock running in the background. Clock and a date, which is never right. So, I don't know. There's a lot going on, I think.
Yeah. I know the light will eat it a little quicker. It doesn't have a setting where you can make it go out after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, I got it shortened up within reason. But I kind of like a long delay time so I can turn around, get to the radio, and see what was going on. I usually do 15 to 20 seconds worth, but it's always been that way. It is what it is. It's a good radio. I'm not going to... It's one of the more pleasant radios of the Chinese nature. You know, it's one of the better ones. So, it ain't bad. It is what it is.
Okay. I had an issue with my Anytone, but then I figured out that it's because the programming by default was looking for the site like every 15 seconds instead of every 60, which is excessive. So after I figured that out and changed it, that battery'd sit there and I could just leave it on, not talking on it, and whatever receiving I would do, it would last about 2.5 days.
Yeah, according to the light on the radio, it's about every 65 seconds, I think, it sees a sight. All right, obviously I'm back on the good one now. Can you tell the difference? Yeah, the receive audio doesn't seem to sound too much difference. The TYT on the audio on the TYT is quite pleasant, actually. It's got kind of a nice low-end response. It's very, very, very warm-sounding radio, actually. But the transmitted audio is probably a lot less unpredictable on this one than it is on the TYT, I'm sure.
Yeah, you can just, I don't know, you can tell. I think it's probably got a better vocoder than the one you're on now. I don't know. Just sounds different. It's hard to explain, but it doesn't sound bad necessarily, but you can hear the difference.
Yeah, be interesting. Comes from the fringe signal area and the end of the rope string, as it were. So probably I'll talk to QIT.
What's the transmit power on the TYT on high power for UHF?
I guess it's 5 watts, supposedly. I haven't measured it. It seems to be generally within that range. Of course, DMR, I have no way of really measuring that accurately. Not on any watt meters I've got.
Well, the 7550 does 4.3.
And I don't think anybody's going to notice the difference between 7/10 of a watt, are they? That's close enough for government work. So if you manage to connect with me tomorrow afternoon and on your way home, or someday this week, and you want to pick this radio up, come on by.
Okay. It'd probably be somewhere about 5 o'clock-ish.
Yeah, I think I can live without it for a day or two. I won't go into withdrawals or anything like that, you know.
It won't take that long.
Did you build that one up your own from scratch?
Talking about this one?
The new cord plug.
Yeah, I just forgot to check the contact in it. That's all. Everything else is there, but the code plugs were supposed to be wiped clean, and they weren't, so I encountered a bunch of extra work that I wasn't supposed to encounter.
Yeah, I sent you a text to remind you of something. I didn't want to put it over the air.
All right, I'll check my phone here in a second.
Yeah, that's a very high-profile machine to be good to have. It can be heard this far north. Actually, its coverage area is really good.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be more down the road. You know how it goes. Oh, by the way, could you add this? Can you do that? Oh, by the way.
Yowza, yowza.
I got a good look at that tower coming home tonight. I went to Pinconning about 6:30, 7 o'clock. Things got a nice strobe on top of it. That tower just south of Parrish Road there. By the expressway. You know who's at it. It's a pretty good stick.
Sure is.
I think that must be about a 400 foot stick, eh?
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
Hey, I'm going to let you go and have a good day tomorrow, and we'll catch you later on. I'm going to put something in the oven here and move some more things around to make room.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. I'm going to get some stuff done here and get ready to hit the hay.
Your computer's working out okay now, eh?
Yep, it works good.
Well, there you go. That's about all you can ask for in the world of computers. Good for you. You're going to be able to do anything. You can do just about any kind of programming you want on that thing, as far as radio goes.
Yeah, I can do all that. I've got stuff on there. I just, I was trying to put the wideband entitlement on it, but the website was trying to say it was $5, but I could have swore those were free, so when I get to work, I'm going to have to find out.
Oh, boy. Can we have your credit card, please? They don't miss a trick, do they?
No, they don't. I mean, as smart as the world of technology is, they know exactly what bands that wideband is allowed on, and they make the software where it only lets you do wideband on those bands that are exempt from the narrowbanding mandate. Just another way to nickel and dime you, I guess.
Yeah. Take care of the machine, because once you get it working the way you want it, and all of the options on it, and the programming cables, and the collection of all that crap, that machine's more valuable as it is than it is to buy anything new. God knows what any that it would be, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I have all the have all the programming cables and crap that I need. I just putting copies of the software on it. That's all. And literally, it's only the Moto Turbo stuff where you have to get an entitlement to be able to use, you know, the wideband feature.
Yep. Yeah, all right. Carry on. Take it easy. Have a good one. Be careful. I'll talk with you tomorrow. KE8MWN. K8FHW will be QRT.
All right. K8MWN to be clear.
KRMR, KRMR, KCHLE. KRMR, KRMR, this is me, KHLE, stay white too. KRMR, 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 KRMR